Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting second. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Wingo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorrell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorrell. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Tavener applying the tag. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is hit by the pitch. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive towards first. Sweeney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell bunts towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Bishop covering, for the out. Woodall moves to second. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to third. Two outs. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Cobb moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0-for-1 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heilman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser strikes out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miller moves to second. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and moves to third. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Miller scores. Hale moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 1 in the game. Quinn takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 0 for 0 in the game. Sorrell hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cochran. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Cochran steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 2 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 2 in the game. Wingo hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Woodall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cobb hits a fly ball into left field. Wingo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chick Galloway pinch hits for Vic Sorrell. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus pinch hits for Bill Sweeney. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. McManus reaches second base with a double. Galloway goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Jack Warner. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo is 0 for 3 in the game. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway now playing third base. Marty McManus now playing first base. George Smith now pitching. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Galloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hale hits a pop-up towards the mound. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Bowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowley is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Bowley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavener bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tavener moves to second. Two outs. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Quinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Galloway for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.